Good morning. Wednesday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. The clock never stops. I look at it every morning, Alan. Tick tock, tick tock. February 11th, on-air fund drive starts. We need $500,000 in the lockbox.
That's right, David. Together, we have gotten through a good deal of what is going on in this country. The worse it gets, the more we're here. Every day, we all get together. We get together on the panel, which has so many people listening to it, I can't believe it. 500,000 people tuning in every month to the radio station. We may not be the richest radio station in the world, that's for sure. But I can tell you, we're the best because of you, because everybody out there makes it the best. They participate as part of the interactive panel every morning, and it's just magnificent to watch in these very hard times. But at least we all have this. So if you believe that, and I know you do, put $5 in or put $1,000 in. You know what? It doesn't matter. Whatever you have, the main thing is that we're all in, that we all participate. You go to WAMC.org and drop something in the lockbox. We need you. We need to make, you know, about $100,000 this month. We're making progress, no question. We don't have the figures yet this morning, but we are making progress, and we will keep you up to date. So everybody, please, just remember, WAMC is here for you, and you can be here for it, WAMC.org.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, Alan, let's start in New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday proposed a $178 billion spending plan. It seeks to legalize adult use of marijuana, hikes education spending by $956 million, seeks to codify aspects of the Federal Affordable Care Act into state law while adhering to a 2% cap on year-over-year state spending. It would also close a $3.1 billion budget deficit. Your thoughts on the governor's speech yesterday?
I thought it was a very good speech. Now, look, I've been critical of this governor. We all know it. I'm not going to pretend that that's not true. When he's been coming on the air, asking to be on our air, and we have asked him the toughest questions we possibly can. But I can tell you this. This was one hell of a speech. It was a clarion call to those people in this country who are concerned about Donald Trump. And he made it clear that New York wasn't going to sit back and take a bunch of baloney from the president and that we would be there as a state. Look, I've never been one who thought that his rhetoric matched that of his father. But yesterday it was clearly something. The people in the legislature, many of whom don't like him, let's face it, were in rapture, cheering at every moment. His rhetoric was unbelievable. Let me say this was his best effort that I have ever heard. And compared with past years in which he did airplanes and Shelley Silver and this one and that one and kidding around, this was something very different. This was Rooseveltian. It was a superb effort. It was a 10 out of 10.
What about Kirsten Gillibrand in New York City on Stephen Colbert's show making her announcement that she's running for president?
Well, she's running for president. So is a group of people that is getting so big you won't be able to fit them in a room. She might be a vice presidential candidate. I don't see her as a presidential candidate, tell you the truth. The real question is, if Cuomo wants either the vice presidency or the presidency, Gillibrand's got to get out of the way. There's no question. You can't have two New Yorkers on a ballot. And when I heard Cuomo yesterday, I said, he may say that he is going to serve out his full term. But this was a presidential speech, I'll tell you now.
How about the president's nominee for Attorney General, William Barr, who vowed yesterday in the Senate hearing to protect Justice Department integrity? He also said that the Democrats should give the president funding for border security, stopping short of the wall.
Yeah, well, he did what he had to do. He wants to be attorney general. He got in the president's face on a number of occasions. He said Mueller was his friend. He was doing a good job, a terrific job. There was no good reason to fire him, that he would release the report to the Congress as much as he could. And I'm sure there may be some national security issues. But he told them everything they wanted. And many of those Democrats are going to vote for his nomination. Because let me tell you something. Based on, well, clowns like Whitaker, who are in there right now, he is a vast improvement. And if he wasn't lying, and I don't have any reason to think he was a superb talker yesterday and reassured a lot of people about what the office of the Attorney General is and made it clear that the Attorney General runs the Justice Department, which is separate and distinct from the president. You know, the president has always felt that the Attorney General should be his lawyer. That's not the way it works.
Quite the sound coming in on the BBC this morning as they were going over the news that the Brexit deal has failed in the parliament and now Theresa May faces a no-confidence vote.
Well, she'll win the no confidence vote, we're told, but she doesn't have a plan, and there is no plan right now. They may be forced to go back for a second vote. A lot of people don't want to do that. The public opinion polls, as I understand them, are in favor of staying in the European Union at this stage of the game. They say it is anti-democratic to have a do-over vote. I don't see that, and I think that may be what they're going to end up having to do. If they go out, as we say, naked, if they go out with no protections from the European Union, it could be a real disaster for Great Britain. And there are an awful lot of people, as in the Trumpian election, who are saying, well, nobody's listening to us, so let's just go out and do it. To heck with all of the other implications for what it might do to Great Britain and what that might do to the historic alliance with the United States.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David. It's so great. You're up so early in the morning. I know you get out of bed at 2 o'clock in order to do this. It's just unbelievable what you put out every single day for all of us, and we thank you.
Well, we're all in this together, and coffee is readily available.
It's the one great perk we have at WAMC.